Yo, y'all, it's your girl KP back with another episode of Fem Talk. As you guys already know, Fem Talk is a podcast that highlights individuals in the LGBTQ plus community, where we have open and honest conversations about the struggles that we deal with in our society that pertain to our relationships and the obstacles living in our truth. Make sure you guys check out our podcast on 105.7 The Phase and iHeartRadio, and don't forget to watch our visuals on the Fem Talk YouTube page. Today's topic is the importance of Black Pride celebrations with special guest, Princess Murray. Princess, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes, my name is Princess Murray. I'm the founder of Compton Pride and Inglewood Pride.
Okay, cool. So tell me how you came about that. Like, what made you start Compton and Inglewood Pride?
Well, it started with Compton, my bad. And when I was younger, I had a hard time getting in Compton into the Pride festivals because I didn't really have a lot of money at the time, I just had a hard time getting in, and when I did get in, I had a hard time buying something to eat. So I was like, one day I'm going to create a Pride festival where it's free and everybody can go to it and everybody can ride rides and do everything for free. It was just like an imagination, and it came true.
Wow, no, that's extremely dope though, because definitely feel you. The first couple of years I went to Pride, I felt the same way, but I was like, is it worth it? Because it was a new experience, but it definitely cost a little bit of money.
It does cost, and when you're younger, you don't really have, especially if you come from low socioeconomical areas and, you don't have the means to pay for certain things, it can be very difficult, and you want to have fun, and, we're the Pride that have fun. But that's a good thing about Pride now. They have community parts to the Pride where it is free, so that's a kind of like a new thing that's been going on in the recent years. So, that's developed. So it is good. It has gotten better. So,
I love that. Yeah. I haven't been in a while, so I need to get up to date on what's going on. But
yeah,
definitely. So, why is it important to have Black Pride out here in Los Angeles?
Well, it's important to highlight Black Pride because we have Black voices and we need to be heard. That we have a lot of creativity and things that, singers and there's artists and different people that need to be highlighted that are not necessarily seen on mainstream. So it's important to highlight our voices and our entertainment and our skill set and things that we do in our community. And it's a lot of us with a lot of different variations of skill sets, and I think it's important to highlight them all.
I definitely agree. Yeah. Where did you source some of the people that you began working with, like to put together the Black Pride idea?
Well, I also work in social work, so I work with a lot of LGBTQ foster kids. So okay. It started there. I was also a former foster youth. It started with working with LGBT youth, and then when I was working with them, I started discovering their talents. And I was like, wow, I'll be in the group homes or something like that. And I'll be like, wow, you can really rap. I'm like, right. Dang, that's dope. And I was like, man, we gotta put you on TV, And they'll be like, what? I'm like, yeah, one day. It's just like, working with kids and young adults and just saying, hey, I think there's a place for you, and we're gonna make that and establish that for you. So it's just working with kids in the inner communities that I do on my regular job. So
right. No, yeah, that's the dope way to like make an interest into it, because honestly, there is so much hidden talent in the community. People who feel like they're, afraid to show like what they can do, or just don't believe in themselves, or, think it's not a big deal. So the fact that you can take them and then create something so dope, such as Black Pride, is really amazing to see.
Right.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges that you've come across?
You're gonna have homophobia in some of the communities that I work in.
That's okay. That's my little friend.
You got that, and then you have racism. You have different elements of pushback in all areas, and sometimes from our own people. It's the pushback, because a lot of people are like, when you introduce something new like this, and you come so profound with it, people kind of like don't know how to take it and how to accept it, and that's okay. But there is pushback, and there's homophobia, and I have a lot of issues you know, making it happen. But, you know, it happens. So, you know,
right. So how have you overcome that in the past? Like when you were, like, if you were ever denied for any, like, how have you overcome those things?
Well, a lot of meditation, a lot of praying, you know, a lot of failure. A lot of failure is involved in it. It's not, you know, it's something where you just have to be resilient. Mm-hmm. And people are going to say no to you, and you have to continue to say no. Yes, it's, you know, yes. And they're going to say no, but you just keep walking in your faith. And, right. and when right. you walk in your faith and you're meditating and you're aligning with what you want in life, it just has to be. You have to align with it. You meditate, you manifest it, and it happens.
Right.
It's the law of the universe.
Yeah, you're speaking some real stuff right now, Princess.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what anyone says.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because it's really just about like what you say and what you want for yourself and what you manifest. I've been working on doing that for myself on a daily. It's not easy, but it definitely makes a difference. Like the way that you speak about yourself and yes. the intentions that you set, you know?
Right, absolutely.
So, I definitely agree. So do you have any Pride events coming up this year?
Yes, I have Compton Pride. I have Inglewood Pride. I did Lake Elsinore Pride. So we would go by the lake and we'll just have a Pride at the lake. So I do all different types of Pride events. I haven't set anything up yet, what a date or anything like that, but I'm definitely going to do something, you know, and so it's going to roll out and it just depends on what happens and what aligns and what, you know, how that works and the sponsorships, of course, you know, a lot of that relies on the money that comes in. So it depends on what I get and how we move forward.
Okay. Well, do you, when do you typically have the Pride event? Does it kind of vary in date or just, is it after the regular Pride season?
Oh no, I go right after the big one.
Okay.
I go, but once the big ones go off, I join right in. I don't hesitate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right in June. I don't care who else is going, I'm going.
Okay, I know that's right.
Yeah.
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 No, that's so funny. I definitely want to attend, especially Inglewood Pride. I've only been to Los Angeles and Long Beach Pride so far, so I would love to go get that experience.
Yeah, both of those are, you know, really good prides, yeah.
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 So speaking of mainstream, besides the obvious, what are some of the major differences between like, you know, the mainstream pride, versus the Black Pride?
Well, visibility of our community, you know, the Black and Brown community, there's a lot of visibility in the small, you know, minority pride of Black and Brown people. And, mm-hmm. you know, whereas it's not so much in the other ones, but it's still visible. But it's really visible in the Black and Brown Pride. So, you know, I would say over 90%.
Right. I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Every time I run to another Pride, it's like, I see us, but it's in sparse number, you know? So do you feel that you get enough support from the Black community, especially the Black queer community?
Well, you know, yes and no. You know, it's like I said, it's a new thing, and sometimes people don't know how to take it or accept it, or, you know, so sometimes we don't get a big, you know, attendance or anything like that, but we still make it happen, and we still, you know, keep going, because one day it's just going to hit, and everybody's going to come out. So, you know, it's just like anything in life, you have to grow it, you have to grow your plant, you know, and wait till it becomes an adult, you know, and that's just the way things are sometimes, but sometimes it grows right away. So you, but if your intentions are helping the community and making sure people have resources, I think that's a win in itself, you know, so.
Definitely. Yeah, because people are going to remember that. Like, I know when I go to really dope event spaces, I remember and it makes me want to go back, like every time they're in town, or just tell people like, we need to go to this space or we need to go to this event. So I definitely feel you on that. Do you plan on expanding? I know you have Inglewood and Compton right now, but what are the plans looking like for the future?
Wherever I land, you know, Bel Air, Beverly Hills, I don't care. You know, I'm willing to do, anybody give me the money to do a Pride Festival, I'm willing to do it. So, you know, I'll produce
it. You gotta come to Vegas!
I think Vegas already has like two or three Prides.
I know we have, it's like House of Vegas Pride. I know that's one of them. I'm not too sure.
There's two others. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, there's another Black Pride in Vegas, and then there's a Main Street Pride. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And all three of them, are dope.
Yeah.
Nicole does the House of Vegas Pride, and she's really dope. And then there's Wee who does the other Pride. She's really dope. And then there's a Main Street Pride. So yeah, they're all like really good people and good Pride.
Yeah, definitely. You know what's so funny? I actually interviewed, I believe, one of them. Yeah, I didn't interview the first one, but Weezy, we did.
Yeah.
So that, I love that. Everything's full circle around here, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, definitely.
Yeah.
This is going to be like my first official year in Vegas, so I'm going to Black Pride this year. So I will let y'all know how that is. I'm excited.
All right, cool.
Do you have any other events though besides the Black Pride plan for this year, or is that like what all we should look forward to right now?
That's all I'm shooting for right now. You know, pre-COVID I was doing a lot of resource fairs and like the projects and stuff like that, and some of the poor communities in Watts and Compton and stuff like that. So you know, but because of COVID I kind of like reduced some of the festivals, so I think the Pride I'm going to stick with this year.
Love that. Do you have like the after party too with the event? Do you guys host any of those type of events?
No after parties.
Okay.
I'm thinking about doing something like that with Inglewood, maybe a little bit more interactive.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not settled in yet, but maybe so. We'll see.
Yeah. Definitely. It might be good because, you know, people love to party after the party.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So if you had a dream Pride event, can you describe to me like what that would be like? Just perfect from head to toe.
A dream Pride?
Yeah, a dream Pride. If you were able to have access to everything you need.
Everything I need. A dream Pride would be a world Pride, I think. I think a world Pride of everybody simultaneously doing it, you know, and live streaming it, and everybody across the world, and different performers, and everybody's interacting, everybody's doing it together as one, you know? So, you know, just kind of doing it that way, that would be something that I think that would be fun. And then the cameras go off to you know, to England, and then it goes to Atlanta, then it goes to, you know, it just, you know, and it's like, you know, some type of like award show or something like that would be great. That would be
super dope though.
Yeah.
Honestly, as you're describing it, I'm like, I can see this, right? Okay, well, let's hope for that world Pride one day, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any advice that you would give anybody else who may have been in your shoes before on how to, you know, get to where you are now and how to keep going?
Well, I would say, in order to be resilient, you're gonna have to fail a lot in life. You know, I've failed more than I've won, but you know, if you don't take the shot, you can't win. You already lost. So you have to take the risk sometimes in life. And, you know, I tell all the, you know, the young adults I work with, I'm always like, hey, you got to take that risk. If it's a dream you have, you got to start it now. You got to do it. Don't wait. Just jump on it. And whatever, if you lose something, you just know that you can go back and get it again.
Right.
But the dream is the most important thing. And it's going to hurt sometimes when you fail, you know, and sometimes people are like, I don't want to do that again. And I've been there, and I've been where I don't want to do this again. I don't want to go through the pain of doing a Compton Pride, and people are, you know, negative about, you know, or homophobic, you know, and it's difficult, makes it difficult for me to do my job because I got to deal with homophobia on top of producing, where, you know, mainstream Pride, they just, you know, they're really easy, you know, everybody's getting along, and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not always like that in certain communities. So I would just say resilience and just keep going and be strong about it. And you know, just keep going. Yeah.
I just want to go on record and say, I love that you said resilience because I have resilience.
Oh, wow. That's dope.
No, because like, that's really a real thing. Like, being able to be resilient, to keep going against like all odds stacked against you, or just when things are not always going your way, and being able to see the bigger picture in the midst of, you know, adversity or whatever you would like to refer to it as, resilience.
Absolutely.
That was a word.
Absolutely.
Well, Princess, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Can you let the people know where to find you moving forward so we can get to that Pride event?
Yes, we're on Instagram at Compton_Pride, Facebook Compton Pride, website is ComptonPrideFestival.com. Inglewood is at Inglewood_Pride and at Inglewood Pride Facebook and InglewoodPrideFestival.com.
Perfect. We will make sure we have all that information down below for you guys, and we'll see you guys next time on Femsoft.